Or we forget the fact that we're on a mission. We forget the fact that we have been saved for a greater purpose than merely that we can go to heaven and not go to hell. That we have an opportunity to display something here for the glory of God. But when we fail in either of those two points, 1 John brings before us the ministry of the Lord Jesus as an advocate, one who pleads our cause. And one of the things that really kind of leaps out of the page when you read these two verses in 1 John 1 and 2, it really emphasizes the reality that salvation is through Christ and Christ alone. You know, sometimes subtly, and perhaps more than we'd like to think about it, we think that we have a little hand in our salvation. We like to think that, you know, and some teach it explicitly, that it's salvation plus your tenacity in following. You know, some teach it's, yes, we believe and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, but you have to do X, Y, and Z according to the church sacraments. Yes, we're saved by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, but you have to recite this catechism. And what comes out very plainly in chapter 2 of 1 John is that our dealings and our relationship with the Holy God, if it weren't for the Lord Jesus Christ, we'd have no stand. Think about that. God is so holy, so other than we are, so high and lifted up, so distinct from us, to think that we can have anything that we can offer to God is absurd. And what comes out here is we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. That our standing before God and our state before God is sustained by another. What that does, it makes you really come to grips with what it means to fall, to stumble, to sin. Because what this means is we are bringing the Lord Jesus Christ to exercise this ministry because God is still holy. Let's not make joke or mistake God's grace and His mercy and His long suffering with an absence of His holiness. It's not. And what it does, it gives us a sense of appreciation, at least it does to me, that when I mess up, I'm thankful that I have a patron, an advocate on high, who stands between me and the Father, who is holy and just, and in all of His perfection and righteousness, He handles and resolves the matter. It's a very important truth to understand. Otherwise, I become careless with regard to sin. I become careless with regards to the sense of God's holiness. And it just gives me a greater appreciation that without, not just that Christ died to save me so that I can go to heaven, but He lives now that I don't get destroyed by the holiness of God. Think about it. He lives today as an advocate before the Holy Father so that justice would not have to be executed. And then it also brings out the sufficiency and the greatness of His work. That God is so satisfied with the work of Christ that even sins that are after He has died, God can look at Him, the righteous, and say, okay. Gives us greater appreciation of the work and person of Christ.
And the greatness of His blood shed on Calvary's cross. I was just looking at a verse in Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 24. Hebrews 7 verse 24. But this man, because he continueth ever, has an unchangeable priesthood, Wherefore he is able to save them to the uttermost that come to God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. This is precious. You know, sometimes I get down on myself because I say, Lord, I sinned, and then I sinned again. How can you look at me? How can I be acceptable to you? And I get to feeling bad about myself, which is a good thing in a sense, leads to repentance. But by the same token, I have to be reminded that the Lord liveth forever to make intercession for me and for all of us. This is one of his great purposes as a great high priest. And it's an unchanging thing. And the Lord knows our frame. And really that I'm feeble. Feeble creatures, sinners, he's bringing to glory. And delights to. And therefore he lives to make intercession. To plead on our behalf. He's our advocate. He's there for us. He will bring many sons to glory.